This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Pogampole, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By the Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Terry Tote, David Jenkins, and the bracket champion, Tim Mize.
Oh!
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hail the champion of the brackets.
Yes. Who, me?
Yes, you.
Me? Yes, thank you.
Yes, the keeper of the WSMI Cup.
Yes, my insufferable reign is well underway.
You were parading that dang thing around?
I already broke the
and
trophy.
And then you broke it.
I broke the trophy. It was an accident.
Just like North Lawndale, when they win the state basketball tournament, they take the trophy back to the hotel and they drop the thing.
I'm the guy who drops the Stanley Cup, you know?
Speaking of the trophy, it's long overdue for a makeover.
Well, by the time I'm done with it after this year,
it's already needed.
It may be ground down to dust.
Wow. We may actually have to invest in a trophy one day, you know.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, probably not, but you know how cheap we are. So.
We are in radio.
Well, Mike Cerruti has joined us in studio this morning. Michael, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio, buddy. So we're talking a little baseball here. We're going to mention some scores first off, though, from games last night around the area. Games on WSMI AM 1540 before we get to our alumni baseball game coming up here. Litchfield scored 2 in the bottom of the 7th last night and beat the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 4-3. The Toppers were leading all the way, and then the Panthers took advantage of a couple errors?
Couple errors. Highly entertaining game, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Mazzoli for Hillsboro was pitched well. Chamberlain for Litchfield pitched well. Some great defense on both sides, but ultimately, shaky defense was the difference.
So the Panthers win it 4-3 with 2 in the bottom of the 7th. Greenville scored 3 runs in the 4th inning, and the Comets go on to beat Carlinville 4-1 as Tyler Hutchison, Little Hutch, pitched a pretty good ball game last night. And Dalton Jameson wasn't on his game particularly, but he kept the Cavaliers in the game. You know, it was one of those nights where sometimes you may not have your best stuff, but he was a battler. He competed down to the end.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse, but Dalton Jameson did a really good job at limiting the damage. And, of course, Tyler Hutchison did a good job on the mound, but also drove in a couple runs on a single.
Yeah, he kind of put the game out of reach last night. So with that win, the Comets, surprising, 9-2 on the season, and they're off to a 1-0 start in the conference. Also last night in baseball, Southwestern beat Staunton in 8 innings, 8-7. Pawnee down Mont Olive, 7-1, and Roxana shut out Gillespie, 8-0. In girls softball, Litchfield 12, Hillsboro 2. Metro East Lutheran beat Nokomis 4-3 in 8 innings. Carlinville doubled up Greenville 6-3. Mont Olive 7, Pawnee 3. Staunton outscored Southwestern 13-11. Wind must have been blowing out last night, I guess. Pitcher's duel. And Gillespie beat Roxana 10-0. And in girls soccer, Litchfield shut out East Altonwood River 4-0 as the Lady Panthers pick up their 8th win of the year.
Well, it was a beautiful day yesterday, but it was a lot of fun and busy at Litchfield. The baseball and softball games going on. You mentioned the Litchfield soccer match and then track practice as well. So that was the place to be yesterday afternoon.
But there's nothing any more enjoyable than seeing a lot of youngsters out competing, practicing, enjoying the great outdoors. It kind of brings your mood up.
Especially when it's 70 degrees.
Oh, gosh, it was great. It was great. The grass was green.
Yes.
Oh,
the diamond looked great yesterday, team and Plumber.
Oh, my gosh.
Fabulous.
Well, Thursday, I stopped by Blackburn College before they started this 76-hour marathon that's still going on, by the way.
Still playing.
Yeah, they're still playing. So if you get a chance, stop by. They're trying to raise money for pediatric cancer research, and they had just mowed the soccer field and put the stripes down, and just the smell of that freshly mowed grass. Oh, wow. And it was, had been fertilized. It was deep, dark green. It was great. So,
hey, before we start talking with Mike, Litchfield Middle School Scholastic Bowl selling Krispy Kremes right now in Litchfield.
Tim wants a free box.
Well, I suppose I would take it if it was delivered to me. I suppose I would.
Well,
I drove right past them, but I didn't have any cash.
Yeah.
Didn't have any cash. I felt bad. I was like,
did you go to the boat last night? Is that what happened?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'd have plenty of cash if I went to the boat.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No one ever loses at the boat. What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that before or after you leave?
Just don't look at the timestamps on the ATM receipts. Don't want to see that.
We have baseball coming up today on FM 106. It'll be Carlinville at Lincolnwood. That game has been pushed back to 11 o'clock. So we'll have a 10:50 pregame show this morning on FM 106. We'll stream it online as well at WSMIRadio.com. Plus, Cards and Cubs, game two of that three-game set, 12:20 on AM 1540 today. So,
and tomorrow.
And tomorrow. Yes, and tomorrow as they wrap up the series before Redbirds head back out on the road. So, all righty. Mike Cerruti, this is an idea that you've had. And how many years have you been having an alumni game here?
This is the second year we've done an alumni game.
Yeah. And now this year, kind of a new twist to it. You're trying to bring in some help from around the county.
Yeah, we're trying to get one team from Nokomis, a team from Lincolnwood, and a team from Litchfield. And I have probably 24 kids signed up or adults. From
kids,
Hillsboro.
That's all right, yeah.
Right, we're all still kids in
that's
our
right.
Life.
That's right.
It's a kids game.
That's right.
So we're going to start at 1 o'clock on Sunday the 27th. Play a little round robin, and see what happens.
And, of course, this is to raise money?
For the Montgomery County Cancer Association and the Breast Cancer Support Group. Yeah. They do a wonderful job for all four communities, so that's why we're trying to get other towns involved.
So, basically, you would like to have a team representing each school district.
Correct.
Come in.
And it doesn't matter how old you are, what your skill level is. We played a 9-inning game last year, and the kids ranged from 18 to 45, and I think we only had one hamstring pull.
Oh, wow.
So. In Alumni County.
Alumni County. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? County tournament, yeah. This is Sunday the 27th, the Hillsboro Sports Complex.
Correct.
At the Baseball Diamond. So in order to sign up, do you have to garner pledges? How does this work, Mike?
We charge $25 for each player, and that gets you a T-shirt representing your town, and it's going to have like the town name across the front, a backwards K, and then cancer at the bottom. Okay. With the school colors, and then we're going to have the breast cancer symbol on the sleeve. If you do not wish to play but would like to buy a T-shirt, there was an order form in last week's Journal News. T-shirts are $18, and it all goes to, those two fine organizations.
That's great. Now, when you put something on like this, you're talking about the need to have players, but probably need umpires. You probably need people to run the concession stand, that sort of thing.
Right. We're going to, I think, as long as everything works out, Louis Lang has volunteered to umpire.
Shocking.
Yes.
Volunteered.
Jeff Lutz helped us out last year. And Jim Leifers, who's always been a scorekeeper, was our official little book. And we're going to, as long as everything goes right, we're going to have pulled pork sandwiches for sale, $5, and the concession stand will be open.
That's great. And all the money, again, to the Montgomery County Cancer Association and the Breast Cancer Support Group.
Mike, for years, Uncle Ralph sat in the chair you're sitting in and talked to the microphone you're talking in. He would always talk about the Montgomery County Association, and you're never surprised at the generosity of the people of Montgomery County.
Right. We have donation. Like, we do our pink game between Litchfield, which will be April 30th, and we have donation cans set up there, and we do a special T-shirt for the softball and baseball and parents, grandparents, whoever can buy them. We've raffled autographed bats before from the teams. And people really come out and support it well.
You know, these pink games are something that's absolutely terrific, especially because it gets the young people at the high school involved. And it's volleyball and basketball and baseball, softball, that sort of, you know. This is really an interesting concept that's caught on and now is just part of the norm.
Right, and we're trying to get the baseball involved because everybody loved the game. It's just trying to get people to still come out and play.
It's a difficult game.
Yes.
It is a difficult game. And not, I mean, it's a game of a failure, and you have to minimize your failure to be a success, and you know, failure rate's pretty high in baseball.
Real high.
Yeah. So
now, they will be looking for somebody to shave their head to raise money. So here today,
this is on the pink game.
This
right?
is on the pink game.
This is on the pink game. Okay. April 30th against Litchfield. Donnie, if we get an individual to step up to the plate, Donnie will bring a barber chair. And the first year we did it, they got me to shave my head. Artie Lynch did it last year.
This year.
So we're looking. Tobin would be a great candidate.
PA voice of the Toppers.
There you go.
Loyal Hillsboroughite. or Hillsboronian, whatever it is, teach their own. Tobin, come on.
How do you spell that? Never mind.
Very carefully. Come on, Tobin.
No.
What?
No.
At least run it by the missus.
I'll run it by the missus.
There you go.
I know what she's going to say. Are you crazy? What are you talking about, man?
All right, Tobin.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
There you go. All right.
At least we have a call.
We got to step in the right direction.
All right.
That's true.
Hey, we need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more with Mike Cerruti following these messages.
Game Zone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. Game Zone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. Game Zone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast, brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies and windy for today. Expect a high of around 78 degrees. Becoming cloudy and windy for tonight. We'll have a low of around 60. Heading into tomorrow, cloudy skies with a slight chance for some rain. Expect a high Sunday of around 75 degrees. Extended look at the forecast for you Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies and colder. There is a chance of rain on Monday. We'll have highs in the upper 50s. The lows will be in the mid-30s. At 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 64 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, and online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:17, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins. And guys, I want to clarify one thing. Is Donnie cutting the hair? Is Double D cutting the hair? Mike, is he cutting the hair?
Yeah, we might let him do it. What I did my year was the highest bidder. Uh-huh. The one who gave the most money was who got to do the first cut.
Now, there you go.
Because I don't know if I want him touching my hair.
That's understandable. I get that.
You know.
Because let me finish. Because his wife actually cuts my hair, so I would feel more comfortable with Gail touching the hair.
There you go.
We can set Donnie. It up any way you want. We can let Gail do it. We can let your wife do it.
I think he's buying into
it. I'm not buying into
he
it.
Likes
I'm
the just, idea. Just,
I I'm think putting, you're buying into it, Tobe.
I'm putting stipulations on here.
Oh, well, yeah. You put them on there.
So.
You just keep adding the stipulations on. You're getting in that chair.
Oh, dear God.
And we've got the duct tape that can hold you down.
That's exact. Duct tape and bailing wire.
There you go.
We'll hold you down.
I'll even buy you a free shirt.
Hey. Keeps getting better, Tobin.
Wow.
Keeps getting better.
I tell you what.
Tobin's heart's too big. He's doing it.
No, I'll bring it by the board.
We're talking about the alumni cancer games coming up, the alumni baseball games to benefit the Montgomery County Cancer Association and the Breast Cancer Support Group coming up on Sunday, the 27th of April at the Hillsborough Sports Complex. Everything starts at 1. Now, Mike, if you don't get actual teams from all the surrounding schools, do you just kind of pick teams and go?
I think what we'll do is, in talking to David this morning, they have a group of guys from Litchfield. So I thought that if Litchfield, Lincolnwood, and Nokomis, if we get guys from each town, we'll maybe put them on one.
Okay.
And then we'll have our little two groups of guys from Hillsborough, and we'll just play a three-team round robin, and it'll be Hillsborough, and that way we can accomplish it.
There you go.
Nice.
That would work.
So. I believe that's taking place the day after the actual Montgomery County tournament.
Yeah, it is. So, and how many guys have you got with you, Dave?
As of right now, I think we've got 7.
Do you really?
So we almost have enough for...
He could be the John Mozeliak of the Litchfield alumni team.
You've got to get your bow tie.
Make sure you have plenty of pitchers. Plenty of catchers.
Oh, wow.
We were talking about catching during the break, and I hadn't really thought about
Well, you know a little bit about catching.
I asked you before we came back on, can you run the catcher over? And your reaction was kind of, oh, boy, I don't know.
Whatever happens on the field stays on the field.
There you go.
That works.
That's assuming you can get from third base to home still at full speed.
That's right. They seem like longer than 90 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie was head first diving last year. I mean, Donnie still acted like he was 12.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely shocked about that.
So. I think a few of the players we have, talking to Corbin Gavay, we've got him, Nathan Jenkins, and Rocky Januzzi. So there's three pretty good catchers.
You remember those names.
Catchers and pitchers, yeah. So, wow. How many signed up in Hillsborough, Mike?
Right now we have around 15.
Okay.
With some more to come. Nathan Kleiner's age group, they say they're going to have enough. Keith McLaughlin, kids like that.
Yeah. So that'd be a fun group.
Yeah, they'd be tough to beat.
They will be. So that's the 27th, and of course, fans don't have to play. They can come by, drop off donations.
Correct.
You know, buy something at the concession stand. Take in. It's kind of like the All-Star Old-Timers game, right?
Yeah, and we had a nice crowd last year, and I think everybody enjoyed themselves. I mean, the guys who played last year said they would come back. Whether they do or not, you know, we'll see. But
are there people snapping off curveballs and throwing sliders?
Oh, my.
Well, first and foremost, if you get a county tournament going, there's competition.
There is competition. You know, Matt Leifers threw last year, and, I mean, he was throwing curveballs, changeups, sliders. Some guys could barely get it to the plate. I would love to see a team from Nokomis come with Chris Detmers on the mound.
Oh, there's a challenge right there.
You know, they have a good group of older guys that could come out and play. I told Adam McDowell the other day, I'm like, I'm going to guilt you into it. I'm tired of hearing that you're old. I'm old. You know, we're all old. Come play.
It's for a good cause. For a good cause. And you don't have to be the fastest or the flashiest. Just have some fun.
It's all about having fun and raising money for two great causes that it may not touch you today, but at some point in your life, it's going to touch you.
Yes.
And you don't realize what the organizations do till your mother ends up with breast cancer or, I mean, I was just totally blown away with when my mom had it. That's why it's time to give back.
Right.
You know, so that's what we're trying to do is give back.
And as you brought up earlier, Tim, the amount of giving in this county is just... You know what the Montgomery County Cancer Association pulls together every summer at their birthday party is just mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling.
We are blessed to have that organization for these four towns.
Pretty good place to live.
Yes.
It really is. So, Mike, what's your phone number if folks are interested?
217, of course, 534-2261. And Josh Stone is the contact for Lincolnwood.
Okay.
So his number is 246-4220, I believe.
Okay.
And then David Jenkins for Litchfield.
Yeah, you get a hold of
me. Put it this way. If you call out here to the radio station, we'll at least direct you in the right direction.
Right. And everybody,
David's always here.
Yeah, I'm always here.
It doesn't matter where you're from. You can all come through me because I have to have the T-shirt orders. So give me a call. Leave a message.
T-shirt orders are due by the 18th?
The 18th. That's okay, so for see who's playing and who wants a T-shirt by the 18th.
Okay, so that's next Friday.
Correct.
That's next Friday. So you've got about a week, less than a week to decide whether or not you want to be in this thing. So
it won't hurt for long. A couple days after playing.
You ought to have that on the T-shirt.
That's right. You know what never hurts for too long is a conversation with Stewie.
Oh, my.
It just hurts for a little while. And Rich Stewart is joining us on the phone right now. Stewie, thank you for a few minutes of your time. How you doing today?
I tell you what, you got me following a god. You're talking about one of the most supreme athletes that ever stepped foot on a Hillsboro football field or baseball field. Unbelievable that you would do this to me.
Well, but Stewie, you have the expertise to talk about it. You saw it.
Well, actually, I could tell you stories about him, but as long as he doesn't tell any stories about me, I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
So, Stu, what's up with you these days, buddy?
Oh, man, just living the dream, brother.
I know. I know. So you got a special basketball game coming up, huh?
Yes, we do. As you know, in Hillsboro, as in most of the school districts around now, you know, we're beating each other up trying to get money. We're trying to raise money for transportation. So the kid, like at the game last night at Litchfield, our kids actually drove to Litchfield. You know, we didn't take a bus. And, you know, I know that's the way we got to do it. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. I know Mr. Powell didn't like it either. And we're just, and I know we beat the community up for fundraisers. We just kill them. People see us come down the street and they close their doors. You know, it's like, oh, no. We got to have to get some more money to baseball or football or basketball or something. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring something to the community that will help us raise money and be some really good family-friendly entertainment for the people of Hillsboro, Litchfield, Nocoma, Staunton, whoever might like to do it. So what we've done, 4 years ago, we had the Harlem Wizards come in. And they're like the Globetrotters. They come in, they put on a show, and they do a great job. What we're trying to do is I've included Mr. Duff in this. The football team and the junior class is going to help, but they're going to do some stuff so they can raise some money. We're trying to get as many kids in the school involved as we can so we can kind of spread the money out. But the Wizards are coming in on the 29th. That's a Tuesday night. And what we're trying to do is hit everybody possible, you know, any type of sponsors, you know, I'll pull a WSMI trick here. Some of our sponsors are like Hillsboro Energy, Hillsboro Rental, and Hampton Inn over in Litchfield. They're gonna give these guys some place to stay the night of the game. Countryside Vet in Taylorville is gonna bring a team in of young ladies. And just so you know, this is for real. There's some girls. My daughter works up there, and they're gonna come in and play for a few minutes. Matt Hughes, of course, you know, he kicks in money to everything we do. People don't know what that guy does in our community.
It's amazing.
And Rehab Edge, John, every year when we go around looking for money, he always gives us money. You know, we don't have to ask. The guy writes us a check. So I'd like to thank those guys just to start out with. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to get this thing to where we can, what this group suggests, and they've really grown since they were here 4 years ago, we try to get people in the community come and play, and what we do in some cases, like the Countryside Vet, they're going to pay us money to come and play. Now, you only play for 3 or 4 minutes, I mean, or less than that if physically you can't do it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that team called, the Washington Generals, for the Globetrotters?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, that's who we are, you know. And
in other words, we really don't have to play.
Well, like I told you guys, we would expect that you guys do the sports call-in show. I mean, how much more sport can you be? You know what I mean? There's got to be. I hear you guys. You have knowledge, man. You have knowledge. And to transfer some of that onto the basketball court against a professional basketball team, I think the community would look at you guys totally different.
I don't know about all that, what you just said, but I do plan on playing, yeah.
With me, we'll have at least a representative or two or three there, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'd appreciate it. And anybody in any of these communities that would be interested in helping us sponsor and coming and playing for a few minutes, we'd love to have them. We're trying to get all the school districts, all the schools in town, they're going to come and do an assembly at each school on the day of the game for about 10 or 15 minutes just to entertain the kids and kind of get them, you know, where they might want to come and watch this. Hopefully, we're going to have some, also, we're going to have some ticket giveaways. Each school's giving away tickets, and I'd like to give you guys like 10 or 15 tickets that you could give away from WSMI, you know, during some of your shows. You know, if somebody who can't afford to get there, or they know somebody that can't afford to get there, you know, it'd be a good deal. And we're trying to take care of some of those that couldn't get there. Hopefully, we're trying to get as many people in the community involved, because the more people involved, the more people are going to come and watch.
Hey, Stu, you going to have any raffles or anything, or auctions, that sort of thing, during the game?
We're going to have a 50-50 drawing. We're going to have a souvenir drawing, which you can go pick. You can either pick something from the souvenirs the Wizards bring, or you can select one of the players off of the local team. You know, like if somebody wanted to take home an Aaron Duff doll, except it's really
an Aaron Duff bobblehead doll. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, it doesn't get any better than that. You know. We're also gonna, when they sign up for the 50-50, we're gonna allow one of those to come down and shoot a half court shot and make $25, and then they can double their money. If they want to go double down on one, they can shoot for 50, or they can lose the 25 they had.
It's kind of like, let's make a deal, huh?
I got to get me a show here, yeah. We're also going to introduce any of the 7th grade boys and girls, that the girls that won state this year and the boys that were runner-up. Any of those that attend the game will be introduced at halftime, you know, with the Wizards there, which, you know, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is just get it as – like I said, I want to bring some money in without going around and begging, you know. And that's kind of the only way, because I don't see things getting better for us. You know, I think there'll be a time when we'll all be trying to raise money for our teams, not right. for transportation, but for our teams.
Yeah. It's definitely looking like it's heading that direction, yeah.
Yeah. So. And you know, who would have thought that, you know, 10 years ago or even 5 years ago that, you say, hey, we have a baseball team or a football team, but we don't have buses to go to the game. You know, we're missing the boat somewhere, and it's not, and you know you're in the state of Illinois, it's not, you can't blame the school districts. You know, they're doing all they can do with what they got, and they're just trying to survive and make sure kids have teams. This would really suck if you go around every community and there are no sports teams anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I hate to guess where Rich Stewart would be. Well, I, you know.
Oh, boy. Well, we could guess, yeah. Dewey.
Well, we did build a new prison.
Hey, can people buy advance tickets?
Yes, the advance tickets are sold at every school. Coffeen has them, junior high has them, Beckemeyer has them, high school has them. The baseball players have them, the football players have them. And advance tickets are for students $8, $10 at the gate, and the general admission or the adult is $10 in advance, $12 at the gate. They have reserved seats, which is the first two or three rows, I'm not sure which, for $15. And they have a ticket called the Courtside Reserve Plus Package for $25, which you come 10, 15 minutes before the game, you meet with some of the players, get a picture taken and that kind of stuff. And we actually had a big celebrity coming, but you're not going to believe this. Hughes, of all guys, you know, he's real big in community, and I'm thinking this guy's a shoe-in. And people would pay to watch him play basketball, I guarantee you. The guy's going to Africa. How do you make that story up? I'm going to Africa. You know, what are you doing this weekend? Hughes, oh, I'm going to Africa.
Okay. Yeah. You can't make this stuff up, Stu. It's got to be true.
No. He's going over to shoot some animal I've never heard of, or he's hurt. I don't know. I just hope somebody in Africa. That's not like you're hunting in Sorrento. You know?
It's a big game over there.
Yeah. Nobody ever gets snuck up by a reindeer and beat to death. You're liable to wake up in the middle of the night and that thing laying next to you is not people friendly.
Rich Stewart joining us on the phone talking about the Harlem Wizards and a few other things here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Stewie, why don't you have fun?
Well, you know what? I'm going to try. I'll work at it. I know I struggle with that. You know, as one of your young men says, do you need to come in? I said, you know, I don't do well in the public. I'm not a good speaker. I'm that crazy kid from East Hillsboro, for God's sake. Don't put him on the air. You guys probably lost half your audience.
This is
no.
You should have said we're talking to Johnny Van Giesen or Joey Vanzo.
This is coming from a guy that threatened me with an inch of my life because I saluted him and his basketball team for finishing second in the state championship. And Van Giesen was going to hold me down so he could do it.
And you got to remember that what I told you was you can announce these boys all day. You mention my name, I'm breaking your arm.
Hey, at least it's the arm, not the voice. Not the voice box.
I wouldn't hit your throat. He told me don't hit him in the throat.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. Rich Stewart, thank you so much for some of your time this morning. Again, if people would like to get tickets for the Harlem Wizards, how do they do it?
All you got to do is go to any office, any school office, or any football or baseball player. They all have tickets, and we would love to get rid of them. This thing for us is the more we sell, the more we make, and it's better than going, you know, out on the street. And it's great entertainment, and the guys that come will have fun, and I will have fun watching them. Yeah.
All right, Rich, it's going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to seeing you. Well, we'll see you before then, but we look forward to seeing you that night as well. Have a great day, buddy.
All right,
thank you, guys. Rich Stewart. The one, the only, Rich Stewart.
Yes, as only Rich can do it. Yes. Now, see, you're getting ready to take off. You're going to go get set for the Carlinville-Lincolnwood baseball broadcast. We'll have the first pitch at 11, pregame coverage coming up at 10:50 this morning. Before you got out, though, wanted to get your thoughts. We're going to be playing your conversation with Marty Hickman coming up here in the next segment, and just kind of talk a little bit about that, setting up what we're going to hear from Marty Hickman.
Well, a few weeks ago, a resolution was introduced into the Illinois House concerning an investigation into the Illinois High School Association about transparency and where they spend the money and this, that, and the other. And, of course, that took most everybody associated with sports kind of by surprise, including the executive director of the Illinois High School Association, Marty Hickman. And so we kind of let this thing simmer for a week or so, and then I caught up with Marty earlier this week and had a conversation with him, and we're going to talk a little bit about what is behind this. Is this a plausible thing, and what the ramifications might be? And it's an interesting bit of conversation, and it all has to do with what Uncle Ralph always says:
M-O-N-E-Y.
So that's our conversation with Marty Hickman, the executive director of the Illinois High School Association. And Marty points out that the IHSA, unlike associations in other states in the Midwest, does things, a lot more things than just sports.
Right.
You know, it's activities, it's music, it's you know.
We just had this Scholastic Bowl team in here
last
week.
Yeah, we had state champions Scholastic Bowl. That's a perfect example of it. Other associations don't do things like that. So I think folks would be interested to hear what Marty has to say. And, you know, he was very forthcoming, and we got to the rubber hit the road. We finally pinned down what
the crux of the matter.
The crux of the matter, what it was all about, and it has to do with some money issues and stuff like that. But one of the big things was one of the big items that they were discussing is about the transparency of the IHSA. Well, everything they ever do is posted online. I mean, their budget and expenditure, everything is online. It's at the IHSA website. So they were kind of befuddled on one state representative who was bringing this up in a committee meeting, and so anyway.
And maybe all you need to know about the state rep who is pushing this, she called it the ISHA. That's not right.
That
is not correct.
Didn't quite get the organization name.
Close, but no.
Well, and I think she was speaking on behalf of another organization, and we'll talk about that with Marty a little bit later on. But it's an interesting conversation. Lord knows, the state of Illinois, the thought was that the State Board of Education would take over all the activities of the IHSA, and you talk about a scary thought. That is a scary thought.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, with the state of Illinois. Oof. So, anyway, Marty's going to come along, and good conversation.
Sounds like an interesting conversation. We will hear from the executive director of the IHSA following a quick message here on Sports Saturday.
Steak on the Grill, a crisp salad and baked potatoes served with Prairie Farms sour cream. Plan your next cookout around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Sour cream for the baked potatoes, butter for the vegetables and rolls. For a dip everyone will enjoy, Prairie Farms French onion dip, perfect with chips or crunchy fresh veggies. And to quench that warm weather thirst, grab a plastic pint of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Finally, winter is over, and now is the time to see Blumenfield's greenhouse in rural Brighton. Blumenfield specializes in geraniums, but also has a great selection of bedding plants, bulk mulch, perennials, onion sets, seeds, and vegetable plants. Blumenfield's also has 3-gallon pine, spruce, and Douglas fir trees, hanging baskets and planters, and everything you need to get started on your garden. See Blumenfield's greenhouse, open 7 days a week on Miles Station Road, just west of Route 267, north of Brighton.
Earlier this week, a resolution passed in an Illinois House committee meeting to investigate the activities of the Illinois High School Association. In fact, there was talk of even doing away with the IHSA and allowing the Illinois State Board of Education to handle all the activities that the IHSA now handles. On the phone with me is Executive Director of the Illinois High School Association, Marty Hickman, to talk about this resolution. And Marty, this thing came right out of right field.
We had no knowledge of this. The representative hadn't had the courtesy to, you know, call us and indicate that she had some concerns, and you know, all of a sudden, like it can, the resolution appeared down in Springfield, and again, we were a little bit taken back by that, because really, for the most part, what we think we do is offer some of the best programs in the country for young people to participate in. You know, we pay our bills, we balance our budget, we share revenue with our schools, and you know, we feel like we've got a pretty good program. There are certainly things that we could do better. But, you know, we're disappointed that with all the good things that are going on here, that somehow that, you know, brings the weight of state government to us to investigate us. And it's disappointing.
And not every event that the Illinois High School Association has, as far as the state series is concerned, is a big moneymaker. You've probably got or four that make money that have to support the other 25 or 30 that you have.
Right. We have a handful that make money.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
It's what you would expect. It's boys basketball, it's boys football, it's girls volleyball, it's competitive cheer, it's boys wrestling, and that's about it.
And in spite of the fact that only those few make money to support everything else, when an event comes to a particular city, the number of people that come into that city and spend money and bring revenue to that city is incredible.
Well, just take a couple weekends ago when we had, and I know you're aware, Scholastic Bowl and boys basketball in Peoria at the same time. Holy cow, the tourism dollars that poured into Peoria and East Peoria would literally be, I know the figure was well over $1 million is what they calculated. I think it was closer to two. And that happens time and again in communities all around the state. And, you know, we're proud of the fact that we have good events and people want to come to them. And that's how we generate our funds. Our audit, our certified audit done by a CPA firm, is unedited and online. It has borders. Our annual report is online, which shows where our money goes. In fact, shows that, you know, last year we gave $2.7 million back to schools in revenue sharing and hosting allowances. So we feel like we've been pretty good citizens and you know, feel like this is a little bit unfair, quite frankly.
And to take it a step further, since we have the state champion Litchfield High School Scholastic Bowl team here in our area, and we're very proud of them, a lot of other states don't even offer such a offer such an event.
No, they don't. You know, all around the Midwest here, for the most part, the associations are athletic associations. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, Indiana's the same way, Michigan's the same way, Iowa's the same way. We're one of the few in the Midwest that we really believe has a program for every kid. You know, we have everything from bass fishing to journalism and speech, drama, debate, chess. In addition to a full complement of athletic programs, and that's really one of our hallmarks, I think, and one of our strengths is the diversity of programs that we have for young folks.
The resolution was brought up by Chapa Lavia, who is a representative from the Aurora area, And just a little bit of information that I've been able to gather, Marty, it certainly seems like there is something about TV contracts and money there.
Yeah, I think it's the, you know, likely the Illinois Press Association. You know, we've had a couple of disagreements with them, and the last one was they wanted to come into our events and video stream live our contest. They took us to court over that. The judge ruled in our favor over that, and I think that's a part of this. There was also a federal lawsuit against the Wisconsin Association, our counterpart in Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Association won that at the district court level and at the appellate court level. So there's this feeling by some people in the Press Association that they can just come in and stream high school events in our state tournament series and do that for free and actually sell them. You know, I mean, they don't want to be charged for it, but they want to sell them. And, you know, the courts have ruled that we can have these kinds of contracts. And believe me, the putting on television events and internet streaming is expensive, and it's not a big moneymaker for us. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for our really good friends from Country Financial, we wouldn't be able to have our events on TV.
It's such a part of Americana for Illinois residents from Chicago to Cairo to watch the state basketball tournament.
It is. It's been a proud tradition, and you know, I grew up watching it and going to it, and I've had the honor and the privilege to be a part of that here at the association since 1991, and it's absolutely a part of our fabric here in the state of Illinois, and we think it's a great show, and we think it's a great program, and kids get a lot of benefit out of participating for their high school in these kinds of events, and you know, we're going to keep on keeping on doing the best we can and trying to provide as many quality programs as we can, and we really have nothing to hide in this particular deal.
And studies have shown time and time again, student athletes who are involved in interscholastic activities tend to do better in their grades, to do better after they get out of high school and get into other endeavors like a job.
Yeah, they have less discipline problems. They learn the value of teamwork. They learn to appreciate diversity. They learn to be good citizens. You know, they don't necessarily go on to play college anything or professional anything. Most kids, when they walk off the court as a high school senior, that's the last time they play organized sports. You know, not many kids are Division I athletes, and these programs, again, help young people be better young people, and we have, again, one of the most comprehensive programs in the country, but we do it because we know it makes young people be better young people.
Marty, just to make sure that everybody's clear, the Illinois High School Association is an organization that is a voluntary organization. Nobody is forced to join it. The schools can decline it. They can belong to some other organization if they wish. Nobody is forced, basically, to become a part of the IHSA.
That's exactly right. We're a 501c3 voluntary organization. We don't charge dues. We don't charge membership fees. And if the schools decided that, hey, you know, we want to get a group of schools together and join another association or eliminate the Illinois High School Association altogether, they could. We're governed by our membership. We have a 10-person board of directors, which is operates much like a school board. They have the responsibility of hiring a staff and you know, approving a budget and really everything that we do kind of funnels right through our board of directors, just like, you know, the school board in every community that we have in the state.
I would be interested to get the comments of the hundreds of thousands of student athletes over the years that have participated in IHSA state-sponsored series and to get their take on this particular thing. I would suspect they would certainly line up behind the Illinois High School Association.
Well, I certainly think they would. The State Board of Education isn't equipped and prepared to do this. Not that they couldn't over time, but they're already underfunded, understaffed, and I don't think anybody, including Representative Chapalavia, thinks that's a good idea.
Marty, I know it's taking up an awful lot of your time. It's taking up time in the Illinois General Assembly when, quite frankly, they probably have 100 other problems they need to be working on. But that's the cost of democracy, I guess, and we'll go through it and see how it turns out on the other end. But certainly, from my standpoint, and having been associated with broadcasting and been a sports fan for years, Certainly seems like they're barking up the wrong tree.
Well, you know, that's almost to a person what people have been saying to me. You know, they just go, of all the issues that we have in the state of Illinois, you know, why in the world would we be even talking about, well, for 1 minute, what's happening at the Illinois High School Association? So in some respects, that's kind of a silver lining in this, that, that, you know, it gives people an opportunity to, you know, to really, you know, come to your aid, provide some support, and let you know you really are on the right track. So if there's any good that's come out of it, it's the fact that people do appreciate the programs that we have here. And
the executive director of the Illinois High School Association, Marty Hickman. And earlier this week, I did contact Representative Chapalavia's office and asked to speak with her about this resolution that she presented in this House committee, but my phone call was not returned by her office.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Experiencing aches, pains, or an injury? Teamwork Rehab can help you. Our Hillsborough location has the only aquatic therapy program in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. At Teamwork Rehab, you always have one-on-one individualized care provided by a certified, licensed professional. Give Teamwork Rehab a call at 532-4160 for all your physical therapy needs. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
And at 9:49, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies and windy for today. We'll have a high of around 78 degrees. Becoming cloudy and windy for tonight. We'll have a low of around 60. Heading into Sunday, cloudy skies with a slight chance for some showers. Expect a high of around 75 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. We'll have partly cloudy skies. It will be a little bit colder with a chance of rain on Monday. We'll have highs in the upper 50s. The lows will be in the mid-30s. At 9:50, we have a temperature reading of 67 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 30 seconds.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:51, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobin Ott. Mike Cerruti still joining us in our WSMI studios. And an alumni baseball game. You don't hear about these things happening. You know, you get the alumni basketball games and alumni soccer games, those types of things. But the baseball concept, again, Mike, just talk about the original, I guess, genesis of the idea.
We started with a pink game between Hillsborough and Litchfield a couple years, and then I had some people approach, and as kids that my kids played with graduated, they wanted to play baseball. So I'm like, we'll try this alumni game, see what we can do. And I mean, it's turning out decent. So
that's the weird thing about baseball, if you think about it. We all grow up playing it as kids. And then as you get older, it's the one sport that you really just can't go play. You can go toss the football, shoot baskets, but it's hard just to go out and hit a ball. You know, you can play catch, obviously, with your kids, but it's not the same as when you're actually playing a game of baseball.
Right. Hitting a baseball is the toughest thing to do, and there's not a whole lot of guys. You know, they might have been 400 hitters in high school. Now they're 30. They don't want to go out there and be 0 for 4, you know. It is what it is. I mean, it's fun. We had a great time and got to rib a lot of people, laugh. So I'd really like to see a group of guys from Nokomis come because, like I said, the McDowells, Chausseys, Detmers, Jaquinos, Epleys, I mean, they've had athletes. Even though they're old, I'm sure they can still come out and play.
And there's been a lot of good baseball players in Montgomery County. Pick the town, doesn't matter. They can all put together an all-star type of team.
Oh, absolutely. There's really no excuse that each town doesn't have two teams, a group of young guys, a group of middle-aged guys. And the middle-aged guys, I mean, we can play 3-4 innings. Let the young guys play 7 or 8, 9, and we can play 3 or 4 till our backs hurt and everything else. So it doesn't matter how old, what your skill level is. If you're an athlete in high school, I know you still can do this. You can still play this game.
I'm in trouble. I put on my Facebook page about been approached about shaving my head for this event.
For the pink game.
Right.
April 30th.
I've had 10 comments. Do it, do it, do
it. Here we are.
And my wife liked the post.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Sweet.
Boom.
So it's not a done deal yet, but it looks like it's getting closer.
Getting closer.
Nice.
If it comes back gray, you're all...
In all seriousness, Tobin, though, this is great.
Yeah.
You're a perfect guy to get it done. Yeah. Perfect guy. Well, you got great community ties.
Yeah.
You're the PA voice of the Toppers.
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
Yeah.
Come on. You can raise a lot of money here.
It's the clone that's on the radio.
Oh, I see. I see.
The real me is sleeping.
The way they make these clones, and I just can't tell these days.
I know. Hologram.
So the alumni game and the pink game are separate events. Although both kind of raising money for similar causes.
Right. They're separate events, and the money funnels into the same two, the Montgomery County Cancer Association, the Breast Cancer Support Group. And it's just something we've added where to try to get more people involved. And it all goes to a great cause. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a great cause.
People who want to play in this alumni game, how do they get on a team? What are the contacts?
They can call me at 534-2261, and I can direct them to David in Litchfield or Josh Stone in Raymond. And we can just – we can do that. And if we don't have enough from Raymond, Litchfield, and Nokomis to field three separate teams, we can put them all on one and have like a county team versus whatever we can get from Hillsboro. So that – it doesn't matter if there's only one or two from Nokomis or Raymond or Litchfield. We can field the team.
Yeah. Historically, this county's countywide has been great at baseball. So, I mean, if we can get all the athletes from the area, it'd be great.
David, you're not that far removed from high school now. Not that far.
No, but, I mean, it has been a while since I've played a baseball game. Sure, I've went out there and thrown a baseball, but it's been a while since back in 09.
B-45. So.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of former catchers in here, so getting down in that catching position.
I can promise you I won't be catching in this game because I wasn't good enough to sustain my catcher's job my senior year of high school. So
you got no chance now?
No. There's no chance with me either. I did it last year for an inning. I thought I was dying. I will not do it again.
Of course, the Cerruti name is well known for catching in Hillsboro. I used to love watching Luke catch. Dude had a cannon on his right arm. Did he get that from you?
Yeah. Actually, Reed and Luke both had better arms than what I had in high school, so they
let you know about that, probably.
Yeah, they do. They tell me all the time. They knew Dad was a catcher, so they wanted to catch. Might not have been a great decision for their knees later in life, but they love it.
The tools of ignorance.
Oh, and boy, are we ignorant.
The catcher position, though, in a way, it is the most important position on the baseball field. You see so many ex-catchers becoming major league managers. You're the only player looking out at the field. You're involved in every play.
Yeah, people don't realize the work that goes into catching. Like, just the casual fan doesn't realize the work that the catcher does because it's not just physical. It's you got to get with your pitchers. You got to know what they're throwing, and you basically got to call the game. And if you get a pitcher that trusts you, it's no problem. But if you get a pitcher that maybe has his own way of doing things, you're working things, shaking things off. So,
yeah, you're definitely the quarterback, and yeah. I mean, your body takes abuse. You know, a guy will say, "Well, the pitcher had a pitch count of 100. We had to take him out of the game." But if the game goes 15 innings, they don't realize that the catcher has thrown every pitch that the pitcher has thrown.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, the catcher might have used his arm 200 times. Hmm. So there's wear and tear on him.
And the catcher's been standing up and getting back down in his scratch or his crouch and standing up again, and just the amount of wear and tear that goes on your knees. That's why a catcher's lifespan isn't very long in Major League Baseball.
No, it's a brutal existence being a catcher, no doubt about it. And it's usually 100 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, it never fails.
More times than not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be interesting. So what will they do? Draw straws to see who gets to be the catcher, you think? Or will one brave soul step up and do it?
I think what happened this year for Hillsborough, I know, if Nate Kleiner gets that team together, I'm sure Nick White or Kyle Laux will catch for them. My oldest son, Reed, has already told Luke, you've got it all. I don't care if we play 18 innings, Luke's catching. We have another catch from Hillsborough, though, that can help out. That's generally the way it is. If you were a catcher, you're going to be stuck catching in this game.
I don't know how it would work for Litchfield.
Well, David, you were a catcher, so you might be stuck catching this game whether you want to or not.
We'll see. I don't know. The thing with the other three catchers that I mentioned, Rocky, Corbin, and Nathan, they could all pitch too, so I would imagine when one of them's pitching, one of them they'll just rotate. And they're all versatile, so they can play multiple positions.
And that's what's nice. I mean, you know, you'll have some older guys who can still throw.
Yeah.
They might only be able to throw an inning. But the whole catching deal, I mean, it's tough on the old guys.
No doubt about it. So the alumni game comes up
April 27th at 1 o'clock. To play in it and order a T-shirt, just if you're from the community, deadline's April 18th.
All right. We want to thank Mike Strudy for coming in the studio today. Thank you so much. Rich Stewart, thank you for joining us on the phone to talk about the Harlem Wizards coming in to Hillsborough in a couple of weeks. Of course, thanks to Marty Hickman, the executive director of the IHSA. His conversation with Terry Todgate and his thoughts on the General Assembly and their attempted takeover of the IHSA. Just when you think the General Assembly can't get any dumber, they wake up the following day. Unbelievable. Tobinot, hey, we need to get this on our WSMI Facebook page.
Tobinot
for the pink game.
I don't think WSMI has a Facebook page.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page.
We do now.
Oh, crying.
It's going viral. Tobin's going to shave his head for the pink game.
Once this gets confirmed, I'll put it on Facebook.
Beautiful. We've got high school baseball coming up 10:50 this morning here on WSMI FM. Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Have a great weekend, everybody.